Coming in at number 20, The Young Ancients, off of their self-titled debut featuring John Magney and Steve Amodei of the Subdudes, with 2013 and 2014 Colorado Blues Society award-winning solo artist Kerry Moore.
Nobody loves you, nobody loves you, not the way that I do. Nobody loves you, nobody loves you, not the way that I do.
A Shoreline Dream captures the number 19 slot on this year's Best Of with their sixth release called The Silent Sunrise. Musketeer Gripweed traveled to Los Angeles to record their fourth album, Floods and Fires, coming in at number 18. Continuing on in our countdown of this year's top 20 most spun titles statewide, at number 17, Reed Fails, Lost in the West. String Cheese Incident keyboardist Kyle Hollingsworth wound up with his name on three records this year, including a solo effort called Speed of Life that cracked the top 20 at number 16. Before Honey Don't's Bill Powers and Shelley Gray moved from Paonia to Oregon this fall, their sophomore release, Breaking Down, managed to swing its way into this year's top 20 at number 15.
Someone's knocking at my old back door. Eyes to the floor, I just don't care anymore. Whiskey has some strong words with me.
Yumi and Apollo announced their breakup at the beginning of December, following a lengthy tour to support Sweet Honey, the number 14 most spun Colorado title in 2014.
Stood on the
In at number 13 this year, Molly O'Brien and Rich Moore captured the ears of radio across the state with their third record together called Love Runner. Railsplitter's self-titled debut was the second most popular bluegrass record this year, coming in at number 12 overall in this year's top 20 most spun titles around the state. By nearly all accounts, ArcLife is one of the major breakout bands of 2014 from here in Colorado, playing over 150 shows nationally and releasing a debut that managed to find its way into the top 20 this year at number 11.
Well, rock and roll got the best of me. Rock and roll got the best of me. Rock and roll got the best of me. So you don't mind too much tonight, I'm just gonna take it easy.
Three of our top 10 titles this year also placed highly in last year's top 20. And while Fort Collins' Derek Vincent Smith has left his Colorado home for Detroit, Pretty Lights will forever be a part of Colorado music history, coming in at number 10 this year with The Color Map of the Sun.
City nights, but when you criticize and you caught up in all the pretty lights, getting high, my city is like requirement.
I'm not sure that husband and wife team Elena Moore and Patrick Riley from Tennis know where to call home exactly, but for now at least it seems that they've decided to keep their roots here in Colorado despite some persistent rumors about them moving to New York. We'll see in 2015. Their latest, Ritual in Repeat, came in at number 9 statewide this year. Gregory Alan Isakoff made a return trip to the top 10 this year with his album The Weathermen that was released in June of 2013. The cut Living Proof holding out as the most popular track from that album.
The night fell with bicycle bells, the dark had wooden teeth, or we broke on up to hill country. The air was thin and sweet, Lord, the air was thin and sweet.
Nathaniel Rateliff continues to be one of the most prolific recording and touring artists from here in Colorado. He's got a brand new project coming out in 2015 with his band The Night Sweats, and his latest solo release, Falling Faster Than You Can Run, came in at number 7.
Stand in my own right that I wrote down by you. Will you just sit and stare? It's not peeling, it's a tear. Distance and it's where it's getting under my skin.
Colorado folk music soared across the state and beyond its borders nationally this past year. Elephant Revival's sixth most popular album of the year, These Changing Skies, managed a second run-up in the in-state radio airplay charts.
Sacrifice to bring about another's life. The grace of a woman.
The Motet had a great year with their number 5 most popular Colorado self-titled release at radio around the state. Add in a sold-out Red Rocks show and headlining status at venues and festivals from Florida to California. And this legendary Colorado band that got its start back in the 90s had a breakout year in 2014. One of Colorado's most legendary bands, the String Cheese Incident, went into the studio with Jerry Harrison from the Talking Heads to produce their 6th studio album and their first in 9 years, the number 5 Colorado title of the year around the state, Song in My Head.
I could stay.
We got Todd and the Monsters. Todd Parkmore moved back to Colorado from Chicago in 2014, and the band released their 13th album since 1989, Black Beehive, that critics have dubbed their most satisfying new release in years. Independent DJs at community stations around the state held it to number 3 overall to go with some pretty reasonable commercial success nationally.
Work in the graveyard shift by the river. The captain was so mean. Josephine, I've got it in my knees. Disappear anywhere with me.
The number two most aired Colorado title at radio in the state this year belongs to a band that doesn't have their roots in Colorado, as do the rest of the top five. Originally from Iowa, Youth Orchestra's second album since setting up shop in Fort Collins 8 years ago is a very, very funk-driven fire that was produced by String Cheese Incident keyboardist Kyle Hollingsworth. Back in 1978, Tim O'Brien, Pete Wernick, Charles Sawtell, and Nick Forster formed the Boulder-based bluegrass band Hot Rise. Original member Charles Sawtell died of leukemia in 99 and the band parted ways. 2014 saw the reemergence of the band with original members Tim O'Brien, Pete Wernick, and Nick Forster coming together for their first album since 1992, the number one title of the year, When I'm Free.
Maybe I'll get a second chance somehow when I see those western skies. Sunshine on the open plain, blue sky across the mountain range. When I'm free, that's where I'll be.